This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Student activists are speaking in defense of the pro-Palestinian encampment movement. Paz is a student who helped organize the encampment at Northwestern University and spoke at an event today in Chicago. It was hosted by the Council of American Islamic Relations, CARE. My colleague Adora Namigadeh reports Paz said, as a Jewish person, she did not witness any anti-Semitism among the camp.
We led several religious ceremonies, including a Seder during the time of Passover. It's a holiday that celebrates enslaved people rising up against their oppressor. And we were given the opportunity to celebrate our faith in this space.
The university made an agreement with encampment organizers to take steps toward divesting from Israel. But three Jewish organizations say that deal rewards people who have targeted and harassed Jewish students on the Northwestern campus. And they're calling for the school president to resign. Illinois voters could be asked about in vitro fertilization and a millionaire's tax on the November ballot. My colleague Alex Degman reports the House has approved a measure to ask voters whether millionaires should be taxed more to aid property tax relief, whether insurance plans should cover in vitro fertilization treatments, and if candidates for public office should face civil penalties for interfering with election workers. State Representative Jay Hoffman says these are not binding, but they'll be used to gauge public support.
If indeed it were to substantially pass, which I think it could, then we would have to take it up here in the General Assembly to pass the particulars and to ferret out the substantive language.
Republicans voted present to protest how quickly this bill got pushed through, and the bill now heads to the Senate. And the Doc 10 Film Festival is back in Chicago this weekend for its ninth year. It's one of the few film festivals in the country that show only documentaries, and the fest has become a go-to for filmmakers and film lovers. Doc 10 co-founder Steve Cohen says creatives from all 10 films attend.
These are films that are premiering in Chicago. They're here for the first time. They're the only time that you're going to see them in a theater with an audience. And we always have a Q&A with the filmmaker, the producing team, so it becomes a real experience.
The festival includes films about the band Devo and Superman actor Christopher Reeve. It runs through Sunday. Weather, warm and humid today, some showers and thunderstorms and a high near 80. Showers tonight, a low in the low 60s, and Friday, more rain and a high in the low 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.